Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Well, we are going to open with a prayer before we begin our service here this night. Father in heaven, we come before thee in prayer this night, thanking thee for thy goodness, thanking thee for thy mercy. We thank thee, Lord, that we can even be here this night. We know, O God, that it is the work of thy hand, and we are so grateful, so thankful for all that thou hast done for us. And we pray, Lord, that thou would continue to lead, guide, and direct us in all things. Be with thy people, especially during this difficult time. We pray, Lord, that thou would be here this night, that thou would inhabit the praises of thy people. We pray, O God, that thou would talk to our souls and inspire us to draw nigh to thee, to be close to thee. I pray for everyone listening online here this night, I pray, O God, that thou would touch them. I pray, Lord, that they would draw nigh to thee. For even though they cannot be here in this building, we know that they are with us in spirit. We know that they are with you in spirit. We ask, Lord, for thy blessing to be upon all thy people. And we pray, Lord, that thou would guide us here this night. Help us to be obedient to thy will. We pray that thy anointing would be here. And we ask this in Jesus' name, through the power of thy saving blood. Amen. Well, I have to say I'm very happy to be here, and there was a period of time where I didn't think we would be able to do this because, I had heard rumors last week already that Governor Evers here in Wisconsin was planning to announce a shelter-at-home order which prohibits many activities, in fact, anything that they deem non-essential. So I didn't expect churches to be listed as an exemption to the rule, but I was pleasantly surprised when the order came out yesterday. They said that religious institutions can still operate, but you can only have less than 10 people in the building at a time, which isn't really any different than what it was before because they were already limiting gatherings. But I'm thankful that we can be here and still have music and otherwise operate as normally as possible. We don't know much about what's going to happen in the future, but we know that the Lord knows. He has it all in control, and I believe that He is with His people. And unfortunately, this virus that's going around has really turned the world upside down. Most things are shut down, and driving over here tonight, it was very eerie, very quiet. There wasn't much traffic, and it just felt strange. But I'm glad that we can be here. I'm glad that we still have this opportunity, and I'm thankful for all of you who are online. Unfortunately, the order that came through is called Safer at Home, and what that means, it's in place until April 24th, and what that means is that we are going to have to postpone our April 5th luncheon. We're also going to have an extended worship service that day. We're going to have to postpone that, as well as the Passover service, and I'm very sad about that. I'm sure you all are too, but being able to only have less than 10 people in the building, it wouldn't really be fair to most of the people who wouldn't be able to come. So we're going to postpone that, and it will probably happen in May. I'm thinking to make it as easy as possible for people to get here for that service. We'll likely do it on a Sunday. And I wish we didn't have to do that, but we don't really have any choice. So that's where we're at right now, and I hope I brought everyone up to speed. I'm also writing the newsletter, and that's another reason I'm thankful that this building can still operate. We'll be able to mail the newsletter. The post office is still open, so praise God for that. And I'm on page 2, and it's going to be quite the newsletter. I think there's a lot of ground to cover. But praise God, we are here tonight, and I know that all of you listening online, we consider you to be right here with us, and we're going to sing and worship God for a while. Let's open our chorus books and turn to number 94 and sing, "Wherever I Am, I'll Praise Him. Whenever I Can, I'll Praise Him." Number 94. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. Whenever I can, I'll praise Him, for His love surrounds me like a sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus, lift up the name of Jesus, for the name of Jesus lifted me. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him whenever I can. I'll praise Him for His love surrounds me like a sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus, lift up the name of Jesus, for the name of Jesus lifted me. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him whenever I can. I'll praise Him for His love surrounds me like a sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus, lift up the name of Jesus, for the name of Jesus lifted me. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thanks, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, I do have a note here from Jane asking me to repeat the dates of the rescheduled Passover and luncheon. I don't have an actual date yet, but it will be in May, and we'll try to look at the calendar and figure out exactly when that will be. I'll announce it Sunday, but we're still figuring this out, so bear with us while we do that. Praise God. We're going to turn our chorus book down to number 40 and sing Great is the Lord, number 40. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're now going to look at number 34 and sing How Great is Our God. Number 34.
How great is our God, how great is His name. He's the greatest one, forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and He said, I'll go with you. Just put your trust in me. How great is our God? How great is His name? He's the greatest one, forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and He said, I'll go with you, just put your trust in me. How great is our God, how great is His name, He's the greatest one, forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and He said, I'll go with you. Just put your trust in me. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. You know, we serve a God who can do anything. We serve a God who can do all things. And if our God could roll back the waters of that Red Sea, then we should be able to trust that He's able to defeat that little virus that's going around. Praise God. He has the answer and He has the solution. He can do all things, and I know that He can watch over and protect His people. Let's turn to number 89 in the chorus book and sing, God Can Do Anything, number 89. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. Is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Is the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. Is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Is the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. Is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Let's turn to number 77 and sing In the Name of Jesus. We have the victory. Number 77.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, devils will have to flee. Tell me, stand before us when we come in His great name. Jesus, 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 we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, devils will have to of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, devils will have to flee. Tell me, who can stand for us when we come in His great name? Jesus, 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 we have the victory.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Let's turn to number 19 and sing Some Trust in Chariots. Number 19.
Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And now you know why that that the Lord saveth his anointed. Hear him from his holy heaven, with the saving strength of his right hand. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Why that the Lord saveth his anointed, he will hear him from his holy heaven, with the saving strength of his right hand. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Why that the Lord saveth his anointed, he will hear him from his holy heaven, with the saving strength of his right hand. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know, there's a chorus that has really become something of a theme song for this church. In fact, a lot of you, I know, use this as a greeting. Keep on walking by faith. And it just seems so appropriate to sing this little chorus in these times that we're living in. We need to keep on walking by faith. Keep on going. Keep trusting the Lord. Let's turn to number 78 in the chorus book and sing this chorus. Keep on walking by faith. Keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. I know he won't deny me. He's walking right beside me. Keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. I know he won't deny me. He's walking right beside me. Keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. I know he won't deny me. He's walking right beside me. Keep on walking by faith.
Just keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. I know He won't deny me. He's walking right beside me. Keep on walking by faith. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we will be turning this over to Shirley in just a moment, but before we do that, I just would like to take a moment and pray for all of you out there and all who are part of this congregation near and far, and those who are serving and trusting the Lord, and actually those who need the Lord too. And this is a wonderful time for people to reflect on the goodness of God and put their trust in Him. And I hope that if anything comes out of this whole crisis, is that people will turn to the Lord. I know a lot of people won't, but I pray that some will. And I have been praying for this entire congregation, and that includes those of you who listen online week in and week out. And I just want to do that again now and ask the Lord to be with all of you, because we do need His help so very much. So let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before Thee this night, praying, O God, that Thou would continue to lift up Thy people. We pray, Lord, that Thou would strengthen all that are Thine. We pray for this entire congregation, those that come here to this building often, those who listen online, those who are near, those who are far. We ask, Lord, that Thou would be with all Thy people. Strengthen them. We ask, Lord, for miracles in these days of trouble. We pray, Lord, that Thou would provide for the needs of Thy people. We pray, Lord, that Thou would talk to all our hearts, O God, and encourage us. We pray, Lord, that Thy Spirit would lift us up, for we know, O God, it's easy to be swept away in the madness of all that is happening. But we pray, Lord, that Thou would be with Thy people. Renew our minds. We ask, O God, that Thou would help us to keep our sanity. We ask, Lord, that Thou would be with all Thy people. Strengthen them by Thy mighty hand, Lord. All who are listening here, all who will listen later. And we pray, Lord, that people would turn to Thee in repentance. We ask, Lord, that people would seek Thee out. We pray, Lord, that they would turn to Thee and look to Thee as the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord, that people would cry out to Thee and put their trust in Thee, Lord, for we all need Thee so very much in these strange and unusual and unprecedented days. We ask, Lord, that Thou would strengthen Thy people and be with us. Lift us all up, we pray, and we ask this in Jesus' name through the power of Thy saving blood. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to now turn this over to Shirley and see what the Lord has put on her heart tonight. Praise God.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is good to be here, I'll say. We just weren't sure what we were going to have as a possibility, but God has opened up this means that we can broadcast online, and He's given us this opportunity to gather here in this place. Praise the Lord. Praise our God. Well, we have much to thank Him for. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know Brother Samuel just prayed, but let's just join together here as I begin here tonight. Praise the Lord Jesus. So, Heavenly Father, again, we just lift up our hands, our voices to Thee, Lord. We thank you that we know thee. Thou art the Almighty One, God. And that is so true that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord. And God, we just pray that, oh Lord, you would work in new and unusual ways, Lord. Oh God, that you would take our faith to a higher depth than ever it has been before. I pray that you'd bring our trust to new levels with you, Lord Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you'd help us through these times, oh God, oh Lord, to fasten our eyes upon thee, Lord Jesus. Oh God, oh Lord, to truly walk by faith, Lord. And oh God, not to give in to, oh God, the moments of the time and the lack of faith and, oh God, all the despondency and all the despair, Lord. I pray, oh God, that, oh God, you'd give us wisdom, that you give us hope, Lord. Oh God, I pray that you would move in a mighty way, Lord. And oh God, that you'd help your people, Lord, wherever they are. Pray that you'd give us faith, Lord. And God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, Lord, oh God, that you would put this virus to rest, God. Oh God, I pray, oh God, that you'd bring it down. Oh Lord, oh God, that the cases would begin to decline, Lord. And oh Lord, that this would not continue to be a problem. But oh Lord, that you would eradicate this disease in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that you'd bring down the strongholds, God. You know all that is, oh God, involved with this, Lord Jesus. We just ask, oh Lord, that you would help us. Oh God, that you would move, Lord, for you have bidden us to come to you and ask anything in your name, oh Lord, without doubting, without wavering, Lord. And we just bring it before thee, Lord, knowing that thou art the mighty one and that thou canst do all things, Lord. And I pray that you would help this virus, oh Lord, to, oh God, leave. Oh God, that you'd help the infected people to heal quickly, Lord Jesus. And oh God, I pray that you put this plight, this plague to flight in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, by the power of the blood, Lord. And God, I pray, oh Lord, that you would be with me as I speak thy word, Lord. I pray, oh God, that, oh God, it would go forth to do that which you have ordained it to do, Lord, that it would accomplish that which you have pleased, Lord. I pray that you give us again great faith and, oh God, a greater depth of trust in thee, Lord. Oh God, I pray, oh Lord, that you'd use this message, Lord. Oh God, I know I could do nothing without you. Pray that you give me the words and the inspiration, the anointing, Lord Jesus, the authority and the ability, Lord. Oh God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh God, be with your people wherever they are. Talk to their hearts. Help them, Lord. Oh God, move in their lives. You know every problem, every need, every situation, Lord. Pray that you'd be with your people. I pray that you put great peace in our hearts, that you'd help us, Lord. And oh God, I know I spoke with that Doug today, and I pray that you'd also help him, Lord. Oh God, I pray that you'd meet his needs and give him faith, Lord. Oh God, help his body to heal, I ask. I praise thee, Lord. Oh God, you know how to do all things, and we praise thee and ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the blood. Thank you, Lord. Be here, Lord. Move, oh Lord, let your spirit move and minister to every need. Oh God, I ask this in Jesus' precious name, Lord, that hearts be opened up unto thee, Lord. Oh God, let our faith, oh God, grow, and oh Lord, expand, oh Lord, as we meditate upon thy word. And oh God, I pray, oh Lord, that there would be no interferences. I ask this in Jesus' name, by the power of the blood, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Praise our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, we are living in an unprecedented time. And, you know, we've got these new terms that just suddenly have appeared and, you know, talk of social distancing and shelter in place and, you know, the COVID-19 and all this sort of thing. And you know, all at once, things are drastically different. And I know yesterday, Brother Samuel called me and, you know, he had heard something on the news. And I reckon this will be in the newsletter, but he spoke of how the Democrats, having rejected Trump's stimulus program, his package that they had come up with a package of their own, and God forbid that this would pass. But anyway, he mentioned that they had come up with this plan, and it would be digital, and also that it would introduce a new monetary system. I think how it is, the beast has risen in great ways upon the face of this earth. This isn't something that just is, you know, pertaining to the United States of America, but I understand that, oh yes, there is trouble everywhere, and even this plague is international. And I know for sure we are in the last times. You know, it's time to get serious. It is time to pray like we've never prayed before. It's time to seek the Lord. I don't know how many more opportunities we will have. I don't know how many more times I'll be able to stand here and declare the Word of God or play the piano. I don't know. None of us know. But we know we serve the mighty God who, yes, created the world. Praise the Lord, and has put everything in place. And he has a time for everything. Oh yes, and everything is subject to his plan, his purpose. And I know there is a time when, oh yes, it's going to be over. And God has ordained it. Praise the Lord. And it's a wonderful thing, you know. Oh, there's so much unknown. But praise the Lord, we can trust the Almighty God. We can put our lives in his hands and know that he is faithful, that he is just, that he is true, that he is powerful, that he loves his children. And oh yes, he's going to be with us even until the end of the world, no matter what we're going through. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, it seems like they're trying to isolate people and distance people, and you know, this rule in place and that rule in place, and who knows what kind of trends. You know, sometimes you don't know when such things happen. You know, is it ever going to be the same as it was before? And again, we can see there's a lot more going on than meets the eye. I'm sure there's all these undercurrents, and even the why this is all about. You know, there's more to it. You know, a certain lab and certain things where, you know, things are made up, you know, and God knows. He knows. He knows everything. We could just, you know, guess and have, you know, different hypotheses perhaps or notions. But unless the Lord would directly tell us, there's much we don't know. But praise the Lord, our God is not confused, you know, and he knows the hearts. He knows the plotting. He knows the plans. He knows what's going on. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord, he's the one that we trust. Praise the Lord, all things are in his hands. And I'm so glad. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't know what tomorrow may bring. But praise the Lord, we know the one who holds the future. We know if we just keep on walking by faith. Oh, praise the Lord, one day we're going to get home. Yes, one day we're going to see his face. One day this is going to be over. Praise the Lord, if we could just hang on to faith and believe the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm going to be going to 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, and this is, you know, a very favorite passage by many of us, and I've gone here, Brother Samuel's gone here in the past, but I don't know, the Lord was just showing me a few new little things here. And I'm going to call this message, Strength to Stand in the Evil Day. Strength to Stand in the Evil Day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 17. And praise the Lord. Again, you know, I am not sure I'm going to read the whole chapter. We'll see how God leads in all of this. But we know that as this chapter begins, that there is a battle that they are focusing upon. There is a war at hand, shall we say. And, you know, we've got the Philistines on one side, and we've got the Hebrews on the other side. And indeed, you know, there's a valley between them and all. But, you know, everything's kind of at a standstill as this chapter begins. The Philistines have a champion, and you know, his name is Goliath, and he's huge. He's huge, and he probably was extremely strong besides. And this Goliath of Gath, yes, it tells us his height was 6 cubits and a span. And if, you know, as we say, a cubit is approximately 18 inches, well, that means he's about 9 feet and 9 inches tall. And besides, you know, again, you know, he's wearing all this armory. You know, he's got a helmet of brass, it tells us, in verse 5, upon his head. And he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And, you know, that's really, you know, that's very heavy, maybe 120-some pounds. And then he had greaves of brass upon his legs and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, it tells us in verse 7. And his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. So here is this giant of a man, and here he's covered with all of this stuff, every part of him, almost every part of him is covered with some kind of protection. And, you know, besides the way he looks, he's got, you know, quite a way about him. You know, he's pretty proud. He's pretty boasting. He doesn't think anybody could ever defeat him. So there he is. It tells us in verse 8, and he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose your man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And besides this, in verse 10 he says, and the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. Oh yes, he thought he was undefeatable, and here he is, he's boasting, he's proud, you know, he's so sure of himself. And I'll tell you what, the Hebrews were taken in. You know, it tells us in verse 11, when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. They were shaking in their boots, so to speak. Oh, they couldn't imagine how anybody could defeat him. I mean, wow, how in the world is there going to be hope if you know, nobody has courage, nobody has boldness, they're not praying, they're not crying out to God, there's nothing going on, and, you know, there's no leadership, you know, urging them to go forward. Well, it tells us, as the story continues, verse 12, now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons. And the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. So Jesse was well esteemed, I believe this is telling us. And here he is, he has 8 sons. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons, they went to the battle, were Eliab, the firstborn, and next unto him, Abinadab, and the 3rd, Shammah. And David was the youngest, and the 3 eldest followed Saul. Verse 15 tells us, but David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And, you know, in the previous chapter, chapter 16 of 1 Samuel, we know that David, quite an amazing story, was actually an armor bearer to Saul. And, you know, he had played the harp for Saul, and because of how the Lord had worked this out, he had become an armor bearer for him. But at this point in our story here today, here in the next chapter, 17, it tells us that David had returned back to Bethlehem and he resumed his position as shepherd there to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And it tells us in verse 16, "And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. So this thing had been going on for 40 days, both morning and evening. This giant, this Goliath, a Gath, would come out and do his boasting and threaten them and tell them to send a man out. And, you know, if you could defeat me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against you all, then, you know, you will be our servants." So all this was going on day by day, 40 days of it now. And here it tells us in verse 17, "And Jesse said unto David, his son, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves and run to the camp to thy brethren and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of the 1,000 and look how thy brethren fare and take their pledge." You remember the 3 eldest sons were all involved there in the army, so to speak. And you know, this was, you know, part of what they would bring forth for their pledge to take care of the needs of the army. So it tells us David is now commissioned. His father has asked him to go into the camp and just see how his brethren fare and bring, you know, the parched corn and the 10 loaves and the 10 cheeses and just, you know, inquire and deliver. It tells us next, in verse 19, "Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning, and left the sheep with the keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage, and ran into the army, and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them." Now remember, you know, we read in verse 11 that, you know, Saul and all Israel, when they heard the words of Goliath of Gath, they were so dismayed. They were greatly afraid, and nobody was prepared to fight him. Nobody was willing to fight him. They were all very, very afraid. And so here's David now, the little shepherd boy. He's come out, you know, to see how things are going and, you know, see his brethren and speaking with them. Here comes Goliath. And it tells us in verse 24, "And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid." Here they come out. I'm supposing it's the morning and you know, here comes Goliath, and you know, it's like they're in array to fight. But here comes Goliath, and then all at once, he does his thing, he does his boasting, and all at once, they all flee from him. And they're all just scared, you know, afraid, you know, sore afraid. And, you know, here's David. He's witnessing this now. He's heard it all. He's you know, he's seen how they respond. And it tells us in verse 25, "And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel." So here Saul had given all these incentives to the man that was willing to fight Goliath and also have victory, obviously. And, you know, again, there's no takers. You know, the offer's been made, and you know, you know, it's just this enticement and all, but, you know, nobody's willing. They're all shaking. They're all afraid. They're all fleeing. So David spake to the man that stood by him, saying, "What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" Well, praise the Lord. You know, here is somebody who has faith. Somebody came into the camp with faith, and here he's witnessing this. He's hearing it. He's seeing it. And, you know, he begins to ask, you know, what, you know, this is an uncircumcised Philistine. He doesn't believe in God. He's you know, he's our enemy. He's defying the armies of the living God. Oh, yes, David had faith. He knew the power of God. He knew that God was a God that could do all things. And if God be for us, who could be against us? And praise the Lord. You know, the people responded to him. Verse 27, the people answered him after this manner, saying, "So shall it be done to the man that killeth him." All those incentives that we read there in verse 25, you know, the great riches and, you know, given Saul's daughter in marriage and, you know, the house free in Israel, I would suppose then they didn't have to pay taxes in that case. And so, you know, David is really, I believe he was just perplexed by this, and he couldn't really put his hand on it. And, you know, it just, what is up with these people? You know, this giant, these Philistines have defied God. They're a reproach. They're causing shame. You know, they hate God. They're threatening us. And so he's going around and inquiring, and his eldest brother Eliab, there in verse 28, heard when he spake unto the man, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, "Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle." Oh my, oh, here's big brother, and oh my, he's made all these assumptions, and now, you know, oh, he's, you know, he's coming against his brother, the one that has faith, his young brother. And David said, "What have I now done?" And a very important point, is there not a cause? Oh my. A cause, something, oh yes, of significance, something to fight for, oh, something to live for, amen, praise the Lord. And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner, and the people answered him again after the former manner. Oh, they just, you know, get this little pest out of here, I suppose they're thinking, you know. You know, he's irritating us. Who's he? This, you know, this young guy who's coming to the camp. But finally the words were heard by Saul, the king. It tells us, yes, in verse 31, "And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him." Well, I guess Saul thought, well, there's somebody. I mean, there's something happening. Somebody's stirred. You know, well, let's talk to him. Let's see who this is. It tells us in verse 32, "And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with the Philistine." Oh, look at such an attitude. This faith that David has. Listen, you know, here's this huge giant, 9 feet, 9 inches tall, and here's little David, and you know, he's not a man of war, but he has something that we all need in these times. We need faith. David had faith, And here he speaks. You know, he's not trembling. He's not shrinking. He's not running away. He's not shaking in his boots. He said, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And I'll tell you what, we see two different spirits here, two different people. This is Saul's response in verse 33. "And Saul said to David, 'Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth.'" Oh my. You know, Saul, this is, you know, he could not see how somebody like David, this young man, could go fight him. It seemed ridiculous to him. I believe that we see two different natures here. We see David in verse 32 looking at the situation with altogether different eyes. David has faith. He's realizing his wonderful God, the greatness of God, and you know the possibilities that exist because of God. When our lives are in God's hands, when we have faith in God's hand, when we're willing to show that faith and go forward. Whereas Saul, we can see, oh yes, how he's looking at it with very carnal, natural eyes, with pessimism and you know, thinking, "Oh, this is impossible. How can a youth like David go fight this giant, this man of war?" But David has a story to tell. The Lord has prepared him, and that's the wonderful thing, how God prepares us. You know, none of us know what is ahead, but we know our lives are in God's hands, and he knows how to prepare us. Oh yes, to feed us with that manna from heaven, to get our hearts set upon him, to establish his word in our hearts. And David has a story to tell. Because, oh yes, God has been preparing him. God has been working in his heart. He tells us in verse 34, "And David said unto Saul, 'Thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him.'" Now these are tremendous feats too when we consider this, the natural force of a lion or a bear, you know, coming at David, at a shepherd, a young man, a young boy even, you know, and here he is tending his father's sheep. And oh yes, that determination in David, that protective spirit. Oh, yes, he had a true shepherd's heart. Yes, he saw a lion come after one of his lambs. Oh, so many would have not have gone after that lion. But praise the Lord, David went after that lion, and he smote that lion and delivered that lamb from out of its mouth. The lion already had it. And perhaps it's true with the bear too. They both had caught a lamb. And I believe these are two different incidents, of course. And in both cases, David delivered that lamb out of the mouth of the lion and out of the mouth of the bear. And praise the Lord, yes, it says he caught him by his beard. I assume that means the lion in particular. And smote him and slew him. I'll tell you what, that's courage. That's faith. Oh yes, that's determination. That's turning things over to the Lord. And he didn't have fear, did he? Oh yes, here we have the Hebrew people, men of war, and you know, out comes Goliath. Oh yes, there's all these incentives to go fight him. But none of them are willing. Oh, they don't have strength. They're so full of fear that they have no courage. They have no faith. But here comes David. Oh, praise the Lord, what faith will do. Oh, that faith. Oh, yes, it allows us to bring down the mountains. Oh, yes, oh, the things that hinder us, the things that seem impossible, all the things, oh, yes, that are confusing and need to be brought down. The strongholds in life. Oh, yes, the things that seem to be impossible to the human mind. But David didn't see those circumstances as impossibilities. No, he had faith in God. And this is what he said in verse 36. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. Praise the Lord. He's coming against God. He's coming against God's people. Oh my, that's not right. We can't let the enemy just come in and take over, can we? Oh my. No, David had faith in his heart and he saw what was going on from a spiritual standpoint. And he said, moreover, in verse 37, David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. And praise the Lord. The Lord used this. Oh, Saul could see the faith in this young man. He could feel the strength that was in his character. Oh, yes, that faith that was built up within him. You know, there's no doubting. There's no fear. Oh, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And praise the Lord, Saul was convinced. And Saul said unto David, go and the Lord be with thee. Oh, praise the Lord. That's what faith will do. Praise the Lord. You know, God wants his people to have faith. Oh, yes, if we're really serving the Lord and we really have faith, there's no room for doubts. Doubts will drown us in that body of fear, that, you know, that river of fear, or whatever, all will get drowned if we listen to the doubts. Now, we know how Jesus declared. We've been here recently. But let's just read again, Matthew chapter 21. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Chapter 21 of Matthew and verse 21. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Oh, praise the Lord, the promises of God. Oh, praise the Lord, they are yea and amen. And oh, Jesus said, yes, if you have faith and doubt not, you know, you could say to that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and it would do it. And of course, he's speaking of all the obstacles in life, all the hindrances, all the needs, oh, the impossibilities. Oh, yes, it may be all kinds of things. It may be financial. Oh, yes, it may be personal. It may be your health. You know, it can be all kinds of things. But here Jesus said, in all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Oh, praise the Lord, the faith that God puts in the hearts of his people. And David is such a wonderful example of that kind of faith. Oh, yes, praise the Lord. So now, back here in 1 Samuel, that 17th chapter, we know that David has convinced Saul that he can go and fight that Goliath, that giant. But, you know, so Saul figures, okay, well, we better arm you. You know, here's, you know, huge Goliath, and he's got armor on from head to foot. So Saul makes, you know, an attempt to arm David. Verse 38. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed or attempted to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off. Oh my, no, this natural type of armor, it doesn't suit me. I've not proved it. I can't go with this, he's saying. Well, I'm sure, you know. So, well, how are you going to do it otherwise? But, you know, David had another kind of armor. Praise the Lord. He had another kind of armor, the armor that God gives his people. Praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 40, and he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in his scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. In other words, I don't think he had a beard. And you know, he was young. He was just a boy, and he was ruddy. You know, he is reddish and a healthy complexion, I believe. And you know, the Philistine just disdained him. What is this? And 43 tells us, and the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Oh my, oh my, oh my. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Oh, then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. And look at the faith. Oh, yes, David had another armor on. Praise the Lord. He had another shield. Praise the Lord. He had another helmet on. Praise the Lord. He had another sword. Praise the Lord. Oh, he was armed with the word of God and with faith. Oh, yes, a helmet of salvation. Oh, praise the Lord. And here it is. He tells this Goliath, verse 45, then said David to the Philistine, again I'll read this, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Oh, what positive faith, what declarations of faith this young man made. And praise the Lord, it says in verse 47, David's words, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth, not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands, Praise the Lord. He had wonderful faith. Oh, yes, we know that the weapons of our warfare are not what is expected in this world, are they? You know, we don't come and oppose the enemy with sword and shield either, do we? No, because the Lord has another way, other devices. We walk in the flesh, but we do not fight in the flesh, do we? Oh no, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Praise the Lord. Yes, we may have opposition. Oh yes, there may be enemies, but praise the Lord, we're not going to use the weapons of this world. Just as David, yes, he didn't come before Goliath with a sword and with a spear. No, he knew something greater than weapons like that. He knew Almighty God, praise the Lord, and he declared, "For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." No ifs, no buts, no doubts, no fears. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, it tells us in verse 48, "And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead." Oh, the only place where he wasn't covered. Isn't that amazing? Oh, God took that stone, didn't he? God directed that aim, didn't he? Oh, yes, as David put his hand into his bag. Oh, yes, to take out a stone. Praise the Lord orchestrated that so that it hit Goliath in the only spot where he was not covered. Oh yes, it smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines till they came to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way to Shearim, even unto Gath and unto Ekron. And praise the Lord gave them victory. And yes, when, oh yes, the army, the military saw the courage, the boldness of David, and oh yes, how God had helped him, they took courage, didn't they? They arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines. Praise the Lord. Oh, what an act of faith will do. Oh, the wonder of it. Oh, yes. Oh, if God be for us, who can be against us? Praise the Lord. God's strength to stand in the evil day. Praise the Lord. It's a mighty thing. Praise the Lord. We as the Church of the Living God have also been given an armor that will help us, that will give us a strength to prevail against all the opposition of this world, over all the things that come against us. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Praise the Lord. Let's go there. Praise the Lord and read about this armor that the Lord has given his church. Praise the Lord so that we can prevail, so that we can walk with the Lord, so that we can have victory in the midst of trouble and in the camp of great evil, no matter what the opposition is. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord knows how to give us a strength so that we can stand in the evil day. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, going to verse 10 to begin here. Praise our God. Verse 10. "Finally, my brethren, Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh yes, we have an enemy. Oh yes, praise the Lord. And he's observed mankind since the beginning. And he has a lot of wiles up his sleeves, a lot of tricks, a lot of clever schemes and all that. But praise the Lord, God has given his people an armor that we can put on to be able to prevail, to stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise the Lord. And here we're told, yes, to put on the whole armor, not just one little part, not one little piece. No, to clothe us, immerse us completely in this armor. Tells us in verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh yes, those are the things, the unseen entities that oppose us and all the opposition. Oh yes, we see them, these evil things rear up in people, but oh yes, it's because, yes, they're being led by the wiles of the devil and his cohorts. And so, yes, our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but no, it's upon these unseen entities, as I mentioned, the spiritual realm that the devil has. Those principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world and the spiritual wickedness in high places, all these things that, oh yes, are powerful in a sense. But praise the Lord has given us an armor that we can wear and defeat the enemy. Praise God. Verse 13 tells us, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. And I think we better take heed to all of this. We are in a living, evil day. And you know, as we have said, we are seeing things that we've never seen before. We don't know what tomorrow may hold. We don't know what battles we may have to fight. We don't know how the enemy is going to come down and attempt to stop the work of the living God. But praise the Lord, God has given us a means to resist, to oppose, to overcome the enemy, to withstand them in the evil day, to be able to stand, to keep our ground, to not be moved, oh yes, to not be conquered or taken over by the devil and his cohorts and those that walk with him. And here it is, verse 14. This is what we do. It says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Oh yes, the truth that sets us free. Praise the Lord. Oh yes. Oh, you know, anything less than that isn't going to be able to stand. Lies, those things that are not founded upon the rock Christ Jesus, are not going to be able to prevail in the evil day. Not by any means. So praise the Lord. The Lord has given us truth. The truth that sets us free, that sets us free from sin and gives us power to resist the temptations of this world. Praise the Lord. So let's gird our loins. In other words, we're going to fasten truth around our being. You know, like it was a belt or something that, you know, we are enclosed with. Praise the Lord. So we're girt about with truth, the truth of God's word, what his word has declared, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Oh, we know that it's by no means going to be of our own righteousness, But praise the Lord, oh yes, when the Lord sought us and found us and called us, oh, and saved our souls, praise the Lord, He gave us His righteousness, His wonderful righteousness, so that we could be clothed in His righteousness. We could have that breastplate on to protect us. Oh, yes, and oh, yes, to help us. Even, oh, yes, to be there when we stand before the living God. Oh, yes, that breastplate of righteousness. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, He clothes us with that as we repent and turn from our wicked deeds. Oh, yes, and we're baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in the waters of baptism for the remission of sins. And, yes, filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, as He has promised to fill us with the Holy Ghost baptism. Praise our God. And, yes, part of, yes, this armor that we wear, it tells us, in verse 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh, yes, we prepare our hearts. Oh, yes, we prepare our minds. Praise the Lord. We want to put His word, His ways deep within our being. And so, yes, oh, yes, we're walking in truth. We're standing in truth. Our feet are shod. They're covered with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We prepared, yes, to stand in the day of evil. Amen. And it tells us in verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Praise the Lord, that very important shield that the Lord gives us. Oh, without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Praise the Lord. Oh, we must have faith. Oh, there's no way we could even come to God or approach Him without it. But that faith, oh, that walking by faith, that's going to carry us through, praise the Lord, with faith. Oh, yes, we've got that shield so that all those arrows, all those darts that are aimed at us can be repelled. Oh, that shield catches them. It repels them. It sends them back. It quenches them so, oh, they cannot hit the mark that they're aiming for. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. That shield of faith that He gives us so that we shall be able to quench, to stop all the fiery darts of the wicked. Praise our God. And then it says, and take the helmet of salvation. Oh, praise the Lord, the special, wonderful, glorious gospel, the salvation of our God, the one who came to this earth so that we might know our Savior as Lord and King, as our Savior. Oh, yes, the one who died for our sins, that we might be forgiven our trespasses. And oh, yes, that we might be heirs of eternal life. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. We take that helmet of salvation. Oh, yes, the wonderful gift of God, salvation, the death, burial, resurrection of our Lord. And take it as a helmet upon our being. And yes, we have a sword. Oh, the sword is a sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I believe that's how David could fight Goliath and win. He had armor that came from God upon his person, upon his spirit, upon his being. Oh, yes, you couldn't see it. No, he Saul's armor, that wasn't for him. No, he didn't want that. No, that wasn't what's going to help him. No, he knew his strength would come from God. It would be in the name of God, the one who helped him to fight that lion, that helped him to fight that bear and deliver that lamb. He knew that that was the one that was going to help him to fight and defeat that uncircumcised Philistine. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, the wonderful armor that God gives us. And oh, yes, we don't want to miss a part of it. We need to apply the whole armor of God, so that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. Oh, and having done all to stand. Oh, that's what we need. Praise the Lord. Verse 18 tells us, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Oh, that wonderful persistent prayer. Oh, yes, that comes, oh, Lord, from our being. Yes, praying always, you know, not stopping. You know, we're to pray without ceasing. Praise the Lord. It should be continually in our heart and in our mouth, in our mind, a prayer, our talk with the Lord, and our crying out unto Him. And all that supplication, those requests that we make known unto the mighty God. Praise the Lord. It says in the Spirit, oh, praise the Lord. The Lord has given us tools that we can fight. You know, when you pray in the Spirit, oh, praise the Lord. God prays through us. Praise the Lord. Those unknown tongues, or even tongues of other languages that we may not, we will not understand, come forth from our being as, oh yes, the Lord uses that, oh, to meet the enemy, to meet the need, whatever it is, oh, part of our armor. Praise the Lord, the gift of the Holy Ghost that He puts upon us so that we can pray in other tongues. Praise the Lord, and let the Spirit pray through us. Those things that we don't know, we don't always know how to pray. There's things beyond us we couldn't possibly know. But praise the Lord, He's given us that ability to pray in the Spirit. Praise the Lord, and oh, God prays through us. Oh, yes, to give us a strength that we don't have in ourselves. Oh, to meet the obstacles. Oh, yes, to bring down the strongholds and everything that's coming against us, whatever the need is. Oh, yes, God knows how to do it. And yes, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching. Oh, yes. Jesus commanded us to watch always. Oh, we don't know the day or the hour of our Lord's return, His appearing. We don't know, but oh yes, He told us to watch. Oh, to occupy until He comes, and to be always watching, to be guarded. Oh yes, to be busy in His endeavors, seeking His will, and just watching. Knowing, oh yes, one day our God will come and not tarry. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, we know. Watching thereunto with all perseverance. Oh yes, a persistence, a continuous reaching out and you know, coming before the Lord in that supplication for all saints. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that's in our heart. I know that early church knew what that was like. The 12th chapter of the book of Acts tells us how the church was praying without ceasing when Peter was in prison. Oh yes, that 12th chapter tells us how Herod had taken James, the brother of John, and killed him with the sword. And you know, it pleased the Jews, and you know, because he wanted to please them, he took Peter also, and it was absolutely his intention to kill Peter likewise. But I tell you what, something went on. Oh yes, the Church of the Living God. Oh, while Peter was in prison, they were praying. They were praying without ceasing for Peter. And you know, God heard those prayers. Praise the Lord, Peter was miraculously delivered there in that 12th chapter of Acts. Oh, what a story that is. Praise the Lord. There's Peter in prison. You know, he's sleeping between two soldiers and, you know, chains. And, you know, there's keepers before the door watching and guarding and all of that. Well, the angel of the Lord came upon Peter that night. A light shined in the prison, smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly," and those chains that were binding him fell off from his hands. Praise the Lord. And oh yes, that angel led him out of that prison. Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful story. Oh, through the first ward, through the second ward. Oh, yes, out into the street, the gate opening of its own accord. Oh, praise the Lord. That's what faith will do. That's what prayer will do. Oh, yes, we could bring down those strongholds. Oh, no, it wasn't God's will that Peter's life would be ended. No, God had much more work for Peter to do. And it wasn't going to, be according to man's dictates. No, God is in charge, and God knows how to still the storms. Oh, he knows how to bring down the obstacles. He knows how to save us from our enemies. Oh, yes, how to deliver us. Oh, yes, Peter was miraculously delivered that day. What a mighty, wonderful work that was. Oh, God sent his angel to deliver him. Praise our God. But, oh, the Lord has given us an armor that we can wear. Oh, yes, be clothed by the mighty God that made us and filled us with the Holy Ghost so that, oh, yes, we can have a strength that doesn't come from physical ability. Oh, no, not because of that, but an ability, a strength to stand because we are clothed with the armor of God. Praise the Lord. He's put it within us and upon us. Oh, yes, all the different aspects that we need so that we can go forth no matter what the circumstances, no matter how dark the night is, no matter what is going on. Oh, yes, we might even be dying. We might be in a prison. We might be without food. But we serve a mighty God, and there is nothing too hard for him. Oh, praise the Lord, and he knows how to deliver us. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, things that we can't imagine. But our God is faithful. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. David knew what it was like to stand in the strength of our God. Oh, yes, to prevail against the enemy. Because he knew that God was with him. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, yes, there is no entity that can stand against the power of Almighty God. Praise the Lord. God's will be done. And, oh, yes, whatever it might be, God knows how to help us, how to strengthen us, how to give us a strength that we don't have in ourselves, whether we're facing life or whether we're facing death. God knows how to help us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'd like to go to Psalms 71 before we close here tonight. Praise the Lord. It doesn't say in my Bible that it's necessarily a psalm of David, but it sure does sound like something that David would write to me. But let's just look at a portion of it here. Praise the Lord. Let's start with verse 12 here, Psalms 71. Verse 12, oh, it's a cry from the heart. It reads, O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. Praise the Lord. Oh, there's something greater. David had great opposition. It wasn't only our story with Goliath. Oh, no, you could read the rest of the book of Samuel and you realize all the opposition that David faced for long periods of time. But praise the Lord, oh, we see that there was great hope. And as this psalmist declares, oh, yes, obviously there's a struggle and crying out to God to be not far from him. Oh, my God, make haste for my help. Oh, there's a dire need indeed. And, you know, let the enemy be confounded. Let them be put back and all that, those that seek my soul, so to speak. But praise the Lord, there was a hope in the psalmist's heart. Verse 14 again, but I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day. For I know not the number thereof. And it's so true. We don't know the days of our life. We don't know, you know, what God has in store for us. But praise the Lord, we have hope in God, a continuous hope. We can praise Him continually more and more and more. Praise the Lord, our mouth showing forth His righteousness and His salvation all the day. For I know not the number thereof. In verse 16, here in Psalm 71, says, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Oh, praise the Lord. The wonderful strength that God gives his people, the armor that he clothes us with. Oh, yes, so that we can go forward and do the works of God, to have faith and to prevail, to quench the fiery darts of the enemy that all are aimed against us. Praise the Lord. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Oh, praise the Lord, that wonderful breastplate of righteousness. Praise the Lord that he clothes us with. Oh, it says in verse 17, Oh God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, Oh God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Oh, praise the Lord. I can understand that cry of the heart. Oh, yes, I want the younger generation. I want the youth to see thy strength, to know thy power. Oh, yes, to be filled with the Holy Ghost, the power of the living God, to know what it's like. Oh, yes, to walk with God. Amen. Oh, God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Oh, 19 says, thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Oh, there's none higher. Who has done great things, O God, who is like unto thee? Oh, praise the Lord. Do you know him? Oh, do we know anyone who could compare to our God? Oh, indeed, there is none. Oh, God, who is like unto thee, thou which showed me great and sore troubles, shall quicken me again and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, we see trouble. We are living in a time of trouble. We are seeing unprecedented things at this very moment. But praise the Lord. Oh, yes, we have a hope in our God. A hope that is greater than the troubles. Oh, thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shall quicken me again and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Oh, yes, as Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth and that he shall stand that at the latter day upon the earth. Praise the Lord. And though worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. And not, you know, he said, not another. And I am paraphrasing there just a little bit, but praise the Lord of that hope that is within the children of God. Oh, yes, that we know, in spite of the fact that our flesh may come to dust, yet we have something greater than that. We have the promises of God, and we know that he knows how to quicken us. Oh, yes, how he knows how to bring us back out of the depths of the earth. Praise the Lord, that hope that is within the children of God. Praise the Lord. It says in verse 21, thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with a harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. Oh, praise the Lord, the song that he puts within our being. Because, oh yes, he has redeemed us. He has set us free. Oh yes, we were all headed for the lake of fire. But God has redeemed our soul. And my tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, the scripture says, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. The Lord will sort it all out, won't he? Oh, he knows them that are his. Oh, yes, but he bids us, all that are his, to depart from iniquity, right? To depart from sin. Oh, yes, to live steadfast in his sight. Oh, praise the Lord. There is a strength that the Lord has given his children. And praise the Lord with that strength, all of that wonderful armor that we can put on and embrace ourselves with, be covered with. Oh yes, praise the Lord. We can go, therefore, in the strength of the Lord. Oh, the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Praise the Lord, our wonderful God, oh, who has given us an armor, oh, yes, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Are you thankful for what the Lord has done? How he protects us, how he helps us, oh, how he gives us a faith. Praise the Lord that, oh, yes, knows how to believe God in the midst of great trouble. Oh yes, in the time of great evil. Praise the Lord. And oh yes, we can say as David said, oh yes, that all the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you unto our hands. Praise the Lord. Oh, David knew his God. And praise the Lord, he knew the significance of the wonderful armor of God. Praise the Lord. And thank God we can too go forward, believing God. Oh, yes, putting on that whole armor that we may be able to stand. Oh, yes, stand against the wiles of the enemy. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You love him tonight. Praise the Lord. Oh, we praise you, Jesus, and we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, give us that strength that comes from thee. Give us that faith, Lord, to quench all the fiery darts. Oh, God, help us to be able to stand in the evil day, Lord, and oh, to prevail against the powers of wickedness. Help us, Lord, move in us, change us, fill us mightily with the Holy Ghost baptism. I ask this in Jesus' name, by the power of the blood. Thank you, Jesus, the power of our living God. Praise the Lord, that strength to stand in the evil day. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We praise you, God.
Praise the Lord. In closing tonight, we're going to open our hymnals to number 210 and sing Victory Ahead, number 210. Wow.
When the host of Israel, led by God, round the walls of Jericho softly trod, trusting in the Lord, they felt the conqueror's tread. By faith they saw the victory ahead. Victory ahead, victory ahead, through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see the victory ahead. David with a shepherd's sling and five stones met the giant on the field all alone. Trusting in the Lord, he knew what God had said. By faith he saw the victory ahead. Victory ahead, victory ahead, through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see the victory ahead. Daniel prayed unto the Lord thrice each day, then unto the lion's den led the way. Trusting in the Lord, he did not fear or dread. By faith he saw the victory ahead. Victory ahead, victory ahead, through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see the victory ahead. Often with the carnal mind I was tried, asking for deliverance, oft I cried. Trusting in the Lord, I reckoned I was dead. By faith I saw the victory ahead. Victory ahead, victory ahead, through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see the victory ahead. When like those who've gone before to that land, by death's river cold and dark I shall stand. Trusting in the Lord, I will not fear or dread. By faith I see the victory ahead. Victory ahead, victory ahead, through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see the victory ahead. Victory ahead, victory ahead, through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see the victory ahead.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God be with you all, and be safe out there. Praise the Lord.